Okay, so we're holding a mem bezim and aleph. We're holding in the rosh. Nozer shegilach b'shar beisaris. Sabayas shaila was the nozer did the giluach. He left over two hairs. Minifsa shaloi kaya mitzis giluach. The beisaris ma'akvus boy. So that's we said before that that's not a valid giluach because if two hairs are left, he's not done the mitzvah. And then Samach Rosha, Oysen Saris, Chazu Batamchu, the ones that he cut grew back. Because of Gilach, Oysen Beisaris, Shishayr. Then he went back to the two which he had not cut, and he cut those now. Begilach Harishan. Mirin Hare Gilach Kosar Roysup, Beilu Beis Hataglochos. So between the two haircuts, he cut all of his hair. Or we say the first time he did that's not giluach because two hairs are left. Now the other hair grew back. Cutting two hairs is not called giluach, so he's not done the mitzvah of giluach at either time. So that was a bayis shiloh. So the more does not give any. Pshitas on that shiloh. Then Rabba said a shiloh that he did giluach, left two hairs, and then begilach echad v'nishra echad mahu. Then he went and cut one of the two hairs, and then the other one fell out. Mi'arina kiman de la gilach ella echad l'kayim mitzvah giluach. He only cut one of the two hairs. So that's not giluach. D'ma kiman de b'shah. Shehisko the Galeach Hoyo the Beisaris. So the Maisa Giluach has to be in two hairs at least. So there was two hairs. You cut one at a time, it just takes time. And the Maisa, by the time he finished, neither one are there. Kaim is a Giluach. So the Morris says, so then Giluach Saris Sarami Boyle. So really, your Shail is, can you do one at a time? Most of the pshita he, the kai mitzvah giluach came in the hiskol hadaglachas hayaloi kere giluach. So if one at a time works, so then the next step is pashut. So your real question is, can you do one at a time? Which we have to assume that you could. So therefore, that shouldn't be the shaila. The shaila should be like this: Ella. Ema nishra echad begilach echad mahu. That one fell out first, and then he cut the second one. Tichshavol galeach lohoyah b'kadeshir giluach. So when he's cutting, he's only cutting one. There's only one hair to cut. That's not a ma'ase giluach. Or malay giluach ein kan sar ein kan. So there's no giluach because there's no hair. So the Mora says, e sar ein kan giluach yesh kan. If you say that there's no hair, then there is giluach. Hachin kamer af b'yishas sar in kan mitzvah giluach in kan. Even though there's no hair, but you do not do giluach. Hol taglachas rishon shar beis saris. The first haircut left over two hairs, which is ma'akev. Va'ata kishabor l'galech le'motza beis saris. And cutting one hair is not called giluach. Slokai mitzvah giluach. Okay. Is that the Mishnah? The first Mishnah. Nozer choyfef umefas face avaloi sarek. So the Nozer can't pull out his hair. The Isser, we said before, is not only cutting, but the act of pulling out the hair is also be problematic. So what is he allowed to do when it comes to washing his hair? So he's allowed to be choyfev, which means shampoo his hair, put in soap. Umefasves, and he's allowed to be umefasves, which is to use his hands to separate the hairs, like rub his hands in his head. I'm a little sorry, he can't comb.
Great word, phosphate.
Yeah, but the befasis is the act of using your hands. Oh. Yeah, chayfiv is the soap. So the more chayfiv of mafasves money or shimini. So who is this Tana which allows that you can do chayfiv of mafasves? It has to be Rav Shimon. The medrash shenim iskaben is mutter because the current of Yehuda holds medrash shenim iskaben is aser, which means even if it's not definitely going to happen, but the possibility makes it aser. So how can it be chayfiv of mafasves, which these things might pull out hair? So it has to be Rav Shimon holds Rav Shimon Miskaben as mutter. That wasn't his intent. His intent is to wash his head, not to pull out hair. So even if it does come out, that's not he's not chayav for that. Now Zok the Gemara, but the Seifa Avolo Sarek Osan the Rabbanon. The Seifa would go like the other opinion, not Rav Shimon, who holds that the Darbar Shani Miskaben is Usur. Now, there's a Gears which has Usur of Yehuda. That'll go like your Yehuda, holds Darbar Shani Miskaben is Usur. So, Reisha Rav Shimon Sefer Rabbanon, that's a funny Mishnah. Omer Rava, Kula Rav Shimon, he, Kalasar Kla Husser Nimen, Medudolus Miskaven. So, Rava says, no, this is not called Darbar Shani Miskaven. That the part of the combing process is to take any hairs which are sort of just hanging on, is to pull them out. That's part. So that's called Dabar Miskaven. You want to make the hair straight and whatever it is. So part of that is to take the loose hairs and pull them out. So that's not even called Dabar. That's called Dabar Miskaven, which is also. Okay. Well, let's see the next Mr. Ready. Rishmol Oimer, Lo Yochuf Badama, Nibnei Shem Asheris, Es Haseir. But you can't use when he would wash, he would put in this. I mean, literally, Adam is a type of a dirt, but it means I'm not sure exactly what its properties were, but it was used for washing the head. So that's definitely going to pull out the hair. It was some type of mud. There was some type of mud bath type of a thing. Okay. Something more. Ibor lehu. The more much not understand Rav Shmuel, Ibnei Shehi Masheris Es Haseir Tanan Adilma Ibnei Hamashor Ibnei Hamashoris Hamasharis. How do you pronounce that word? Tanan. So the more says, what are you asking exactly? So the more says, Am I Nafka Minha? What's the difference between your two understandings? They sound pretty similar. There's a type of a mud which doesn't pull out the hair. So, if you mean to ask that the Pshat in the Mishnah means b'mei shehi masheres tanan, it's because we know that this type does. So, hechad yidin d'loy masra shaper. If I know this type doesn't, it's mutter. He's only asking the type which does. Eli amrit b'mei hamasheres. What you're asking is because there are those types which do, therefore we do not allow you to use any type because there are those which do. So klal klal lo, so you cannot use any type at all. So take, so this question stands as a question. So there's definitely a type which Vada definitely does, and that definitely is a problem because that's a psik ratio. Seemingly that's not his kavana to remove the hairs, but it's a psik ratio that it's going to remove the hairs. And the question is Rav Shmuel making a gzeirah drabbanan on top of that, that any type is also to use because of the types which are problematic. Okay, let's see the Rosh.
The Hagos here says that the Teku is not in all Svarim. It says Venosaf Alpi Aleph Mem. Who's Aleph Mem?
I don't know. Okay. Zach the Rush. Nozer Chayfef. Okay. Friar Balaz. Whatever that means. Chayfef Hasaroysav Beneser Ubadoma. So he's washing his hair with Neser. Neser is like a borax type of a thing. Ubadoma. And certain types of mud. My mind's not functioning. Different elements you take out of the ground are usable for washing.
Some type of powder, perhaps?
Powder, yeah. Even if it does pull out some hairs, it's only Dabrashen Miskaven. Umutter, and that's mutter, Kerb Shimon like Kerb Shimon, that's mutter. He can use his fingers to separate, to run them through the hairs, to separate the hairs out. He cannot comb. Now, the argument does not say it's a psikration. The simple reading of the Gemara is that it's not a psikration. The simple reading of the Gemara is that it's Dabrashin Miskaven. Take a look at the Tosis. Avalosarek. The Gemara mashma the stam surik miskaven lohoser hasar. So Tosfos understand that the Gemara's point of the Gemara is that it's not that it's a psik ratio. The point of the Gemara is that it's a miskaven. And there's a girsa which has changed the word not mashma but mafarish. Okay, so
I mean there are going to be a lot of people who when they shampoo their hairs are going to.
Just simply putting in the shampoo doesn't do that.
Why? You gotta get it out. When the shampoo comes out, there's some kind of hair comes out.
You may need to distinguish between hair that's separated from the head, but it's still on the head.
I think by definition, you're gonna have, like Russell said, some hair is gonna come out no matter what.
So that any hairs you send in the sink of the tub, you have to distinguish between those that are separated as a result of the action and those that had separated before, but now the shampoo has allowed them to come to separate from the rest of the hair. I mean, if you take your fingers and wash shampoo, but that's your fingers that are doing that, right? And earlier we had you can't do that.
Just your finger. I just think if you...
It's hard to have. Jonathan is right. Any hair which is detached prior, and it's just coming, it's just mixed in. That's not a problem. That's not our problem. Our problem is putting shampoo is going to force hairs away from the head, detach from the head. I don't know. I'm not sure that's true. That just putting shampoo in your hair makes hairs detach, even if you then rinse it out.
What does it mean to put shampoo on? I mean, you got to put it on, you squeeze it on, or you have to put it on with your hand. Once you touch it and you put some kind of force behind, I mean, so now you're moving it.
I don't know whether that the person moves his hair gently, that it's automatic, that hairs are going to be detached from the body. I don't. The Mishnah's saying not. I don't know. I can't argue in a Mishnah by a theoretical problem. I don't know what to tell you. Okay. So the Russian sense of the problem of Sarek is that it's a psik ratio can mefarish for Gemara. Now again the subreading of the Gemara is that the Gemara says that is called a Sarek lahasar niman hamadudolus dimiskaven. His intent is to remove the niman hamadudolus. So I'm not sure how the Rush reads that. Yishmael Amar Af La Yafu Adama the Chashav Lepsik Reisha. He holds that using Adama is a Psik Reisha. Gemara Neiman Medudolos Neiman Sheinon Mechubaris Yafa, that they're just hanging on, they're not attached well. Menoichin Linotek, and those come out easily. So when the person combs, he's going to pull those hairs out. It means the type which is problematic, or mibnei hamasharis tanan. We're saying because there are those which are problematic, we prohibit all of them. So the Mora has two possibilities, and the Mora is not sure which one it is.
So these are concepts that we most often find by Shabbat. Seek Resha and Omi Kavan.
So Dabar Shenim is common, but applies in Kol Torah Kula. It's not Melacha Shenim Seich LeGufa is a Shabbos specific type of concept, but Dabar Shenim is common applies anywhere in the Torah. More talks about it in Zvachim in regards to if a person can be misnad of a certain type of korban of wine. If he's misnad of a korban of wine, so he puts it on the mizbeach. The Mor says there's an issur d'oraisa of this week's parsha to put out the fire. The Mor says Dabar Shenim is kavan. If you do it in a way which you do with very small drops, it's not vadi going to happen, and that's not your intent. So Dabar Shenim is kavan. More talks about it in regards to shatnas. If a person is putting on a garment, not for, the issur of shatnas is to wear a garment for the purpose of some form of protection to the body, to wear a garment or to be mal a garment in the body. But if a person would be modeling a garment just to show it to people, he has no intent to wear it. The more says you're not over the issur. The more actually discusses the Mishnah discusses it in regards to. There wasn't a tax for garments which you wore, but there was a tax for items that you're bringing into the country. So the guy puts on four jackets, you know, right? So if the fellow by the gate doesn't notice, so he gets away with it. So he's not really wearing it because he's wearing it just to be mavriches amechas. The Mor says you can't do that. We're not condoning that. But the Mor says, well, what about the climb element? The Mor applies to Rosh Hashanah Miskamen over there. He is getting protection, but it's not his intent. So it applies in other areas as well. Psik Reisha. We had it in Shabbos. The Mor talks about it in regards to Mila b'makom tzaras. There's a tzaras in the makom of the Mila. Can you do Mila? Where it says it's psik reisha that he's going to cut, even if it's not his kavana, is not to remove the tzaras, but it's a psik reisha that some of the tzaras is going to be removed, which is it's a deraisa to remove the tzaras. So psik reisha applies everywhere. The only thing
that's going to be an acid. Yeah, what was that say, right?
The more there's out from a pasuk that it works. The person, what do you need a pasuk for? Dabar Shenim is kavan. There is interesting rush though. It says that the more says the by rabba dami tavayo murder rishimun b'psik reisha, that they both say that by psik reisha rishimun is murder, which means it goes from being mutter to being chayiv. The psik reisha is not just usher, it's chayiv. He can get punishment for it. There's a rush that by Shabbos that's not true because it's not melechus machshavas still. By other isurim it's usher, but by Shabbos it's not melechus machshavas.
Okay. So Abai and Rava, according to that rush, what Abai and Rava they're saying is not applicable to Shabbos.
They're saying, well, it doesn't have the heter Dabar Shenim Miskaven, which is mutter, but so it's definitely going to be usher, which is in all the cases in the Mor and Shabbos, you know, we're moving it from the Mor saying, why is it usher? It should be mutter, Dabar Shenim Miskaven. No, it's usher because it's secretion. So it's definitely usher, but it's not, but by Shabbos specifically, it won't be a deraisa, because it's still not Amalechas Bach Shabbos, whereas by other Isurim, it'll be chayiv.
So you still have that jump from being mutter to
Darayta. It's mechidish. Well, you know, it's just bechlal. If you think of Darshan Miskaven, we're so used to it that it's mut, that we pass on as mutter, we don't think about it. Rabbi Yehuda says Darshan Miskaven is osir. Rabbi Yehuda makes, if you think about it, Rabbi Yehuda makes much more sense than Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is the chiddush. So what does Darshan Miskaven mean? Darshan Miskaven means I'm doing action X, which is heter, and action Y, which is iser, might happen. So I have a general rule, say kederaisa or l'chumra. You're dealing with the possibility of an iser deraisa, so you have to be machmer. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Right, I'm doing X, which is mutter, but Y might happen. So who gave you right to take a chance? You can't take a chance on iser deraisa.
The Rambam holds it deraisa, seker deraisa l'chumra, is only the
Rabbanan. So according to the Rambam, even according to the Rambam, it's not going to help you. You're right. So then, you know, then the Yehuda's would be all the way else to be Rabbanan. But the Magen Mishnah points out that there's a Rambam in Hilchos Krisus that says that did a second rice, the Mira Raisa, a second rice is mutter, and it's only also Mira Rabbanan. Is only by a regular lav, but a lav sheish makoris, second deraisa is the chumra deraisa. And the more applies the concept of darshan miskaven even in the cases of Shabbos, which is the chiyuv koris, chiyuv skilu. So, I tell a person, listen, you're taking the famous example. You're taking this chair and you're dragging it across some soft earth. It might be, it might make some type of act of digging into the ground. It might not. Shabbita says you can't take a chance. Right? Like this might be treif. Well, you know, maybe I don't know. I don't want any treif. You know, like, but it might be treif. Right? So Shabbita says, what's the difference? Shimon says, the one that's the chiddush. Shimon comes along and says, no, that when I'm discussing with this item which is in front of you. And it's something in the past. It exists already. So this item is treif or kosher. I don't want to eat treif, but it's possible that it's treif, so don't eat it. I can't take a chance. Second the rice of the chumra. Over here, I'm doing action which is mutter, but it might result, it might create something which will happen. That's not my responsibility. That's Rav Shimon's chiddush, which is a pella. It's even more difficult when you start thinking about it because the way the credit of Ramaz, but it's different between an over and an osid. In reality, it's not really an osid. You know, it's saying I'm doing an action of pulling a chair. My kavod is not for the other action at all. And that action might occur in the future. Well. If I would be, I would, I will to break it down to its points. I say, well, if I know enough about velocity and earth softness and sharpness and all these different things together, I know for sure what's going to happen. I don't know. I happen to be not knowledgeable. But so it's a reality which exists already in front of me. There should be some amount to that because we don't. That's called something which might occur, which will be a result of something that you're doing.
How does it not occur? Could it not occur? I understand the possibility that it might occur, but how's the possibility that it won't occur?
Well, the more it depends.
We know that it's always occurred and it always will occur.
No. Stop. We're talking about an item which is not heavy enough that for sure it's going to do something. You're right. It's not which is heavy enough. That's psigration.
Okay.
Or the heart is not soft enough that it's vada going to do something. You know, you take all the factors into consideration. You know, it's a blunt. It's bluntness and its weight and the soft. You take all the factors together.
It's too much
to calculate. So you don't know. So you say, Rav Shimon says it's mutter. So Rav Shimon is the chiddush. And so by Shabbos, you say, okay, it's not melech mashavis. But the chiddush of Rav Shimon is it's in kol terkula. That's why Jonathan was assuming like at the Shabbos take a concept. Well, in Shabbos, yeah, we sort of like you know we can live with it. But it's a kol terkula concept. Okay.
So come full circle back to the start. Okay. Secretion, Marshall McCoven. ones are kula and which ones are shabbat only?
Both halach. The Rosh Hashanah is a heter and kol Torah kula. Psik Reisha is a chiyuv and kol Torah kula. There's a rush which says by Shabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos is not clear. The Gemara says that by Rabba said the statement that Psik Reisha is different is by Rabba. Whereas by Rabba, Tamei Tovah, by Rabba said together that murder of Shimon Psik Reisha shehu chayiv. That's the full sentence. So Psik Reisha goes from being mutter. The Rosh Hashanah Miskabon is mutter to being chayiv. But the Rosh says, that's the phrase which is true in any Yisr other than Shabbos, because by Shabbos there's the added element of Malachas Mach Shabbos, it's still not Malachas Mach Shabbos.
Going back towards the Rosh, very much like Doni Treif, I think it's in Hulu, and then I'm sorry if I'm mistaken. There's a case where if you have the kosher meat and the treif meat, that way it makes up
your
bro kosher.
Well, that's a lach of roiv, yeah.
Right. But why wouldn't this issue then apply of either psik reisha or something like that? Because you know somewhere in there, even though you have the lach of roiv, that if we're going lechumra on a deraisa.
Okay, so
I'm sorry to get it all off.
Fine. I have one piece in front of me. I have no other information about it, so I'm not clear whether it's kosher or treif. I have to say sveik of the rice of the chumah. I have to be ma'achim.
Okay.
Roiv is one of the lochas of how to deal with a case of a doubt.
Okay.
Right, that's one of the chazakas. One of the Torah gave certain lochas how to deal with a situation of suffix. So it's not a suffix anymore. Once you have a din of roiv, that's not called a suffix. It's not the suffix which the Torah. Yes, I have doubts, but it's not a suffix which the Torah defines that I have to worry about. Okay, so the Mishnah. The person that he's the nazir is drinking ongoing. So we he only chai one set of malchus for that. Amaloi al tishta, they warned him multiple times to stop drinking, and he continues to drink. So then, each hasra creates chayav kolachas vachas. He's chayav for each separate hasra. He's going to be chayav a separate set of malchus. Hayim galeach kol yom and chayav alachas. Amr loy al tigaleach, but who megaleach chayav al kolachas vachas? So he's cutting his hair, taking his time. So he's chayav one act, but if they give him multiple hasras, stop cutting. Each time he cuts two hairs, he's chayav, or even one hair before. But haymetamal lemesim kol hayom and chayav alachas. He was being over this or being metamal lemesim. So he went into the oil of mace X, and then the oil of mace Y, and then the oil of mace Z. He kept going visiting different mesim. So he's chayv. They warned him once. He's chayv once at a malchus. So he keeps doing actions of being matame himself. Chayv al kolachas vachas. Now the kiddush over here is already tame.
Exactly.
After the first one. So, but the iser of he's still a nazir, and he still has the iser of being matame al mesim, even though he's already tame mace. That doesn't. It's not. But the Isser being the Tam of the Mace still exists. There's a collection of Shonim for a Kohen Bisman Hazeh. All we assume all kind of nowadays are Tamei Mesim. Is this a recurrent from the Tam of the Mesim? Is it an Issa Deraisa for a Kohen Bisman Hazeh Bisman Hazeh? Or is it only the Rabbanon? He's already Tommy Mace. We have no way. One time, the simple case: Cain's father died. So he was one of the Mace. He's a lot of Matama. So he went to the father's Levaya. He was involved, etc. So he's Tommy Mace. The rest of his life, he's Tommy Mace. You can't remove that tumor until they have the paraduma, which you don't have. So what about the existence of Matama the Mace? So the Rabbi holds it to the Raisa, even Bisman is that. Which fits with this concept of this Mishnah. Because even the person Tummy Mace, his status of Tumah upgrades while he's interfacing with the Mace. There's a concept called Tumah Bechiburin, which he holds as the Raisa. So, you know, you had the game called electricity when you were kids, right? When you, while he's touching the mace and he touches something else, it's a different type of Tumah on that other item. He acts as a conduit of Tumah. So he, when he steps away, he has the Tumah Tumah mace, which is enough. When he's touching the mace, he has the Tumah Tumah voice. So, so he learns Kiburin as the Raisa, so that since he's upgrading his Tumah each time he interfaces with the mace, for that moment, that's Isra, there's an Isra being Matamah LeMace, which even Bisman is there.
What about
Tumas Oil? Tumas Oil, if he would be in an oil and then stick his hand outside of the oil, Kiburin would fly over there also. Okay. Okay, that's simple. That's a simple reading of the Mishnah. Mora is going to give us some insight into it. Let's just quit, do the rush. Nozer shal yeshoisa yain kol yoyim. Well, hisubay al pamachas. They only gave him one hasra. He's only chayv once. Al tishtish hisubay bein shtiya l'shtiya. Each time he started to drink, they warned him not to do that. Chayv al kol shtiya b'shtiya. The hasraos mechalkos. The even though we look at the ongoing drinking as one maisa, but each hasra divides it into a separate maisa with a separate chiyuv. We had this Mishnah, if you recall, in Besetas Makas, right? Third parak. Okay. Itmar Omer Rabba Omer Rav Huna Mikra Mala Dibra Kosev Lo Yitame. So the more is dealing with, we have a pasuk, we have two psukim. Kol yemei hazirah l'Hashem al nevesh meis lo yavo. Then it says the next pasuk says lo vi b'limoy l'chiv achazor lo yitame lehem b'moysom. So the Torah says there's an isser of lo yitame and there's an isser of lo yavo. So we could be tempted to understand that lo yitame means actual tumah of touching it, and lo yavo is telling he can't go into an oil. So the Mora says no, mikra mal dibra kosev lo yitame. So lo yitame means mimatame. Well, oil is a form of tumah by mace, so I don't need lo yavo to tell me not to be matame. So therefore, kashua oimer lo yavo. So what is that adding which I don't know already? Lahazira ala tuma, lahazira ala bia, al tuma v'tuma loy. Okay, so this is so that okay. So there's an isser that if he goes into the oil of mace, so if he's matama by touching, so he's over one lap. If he's matama going to oil of mace, there's a hasra for lo yavoy, there's a hasra for lo yitame, and he's chayv twice. Okay. So that's la hazira ala tuma u la hazira ala biya. So there's a separate isser for being matama, and a separate isser for going into the oil of mace as a nozer. But the word is avol tuma v'tuma loy. But in the case to get malchus twice for tuma, you don't get. Rav Yosef responds to this statement. Omar, who Elokim, he swears he's making a shua by Hashem's name. Omar Rav Huna afilo tuma v'tuma. No, Rav Huna said even a situation of tumah v'tumah, still there's going to be there's still a iser, and the Gemara is going to present the concept of chiburin as it goes to the Gemara. Dam Rav Huna, nazar shal yoimid b'meis akvaris v'shitu loy meisoy u'meis acher v'naga boy is chayiv. So he's ready in the base of Kvoris. So he's ready Tomei. And they presented him, so he's ready to tell me, and they presented him with either his mace or a different mace, doesn't make a difference. But the issue, and those are, any mace is also even one of his relatives. And he's, Noga, but he touches that mace. See, he's Chayiv. Amai, ho mitame vikoyim. Alav, shamina, amaravuna, filo tuma vatuma. So he's going to be chayiv for multiple tumas. So each act of being metame is another iser. Okay. Let's hold it here. This deserves a better conversation.